that you want it now.
Welcome, Filthy Few podcast number 12. Thanks very much for downloading 11, and indeed this one too. You've just been listening to the sounds of Stealth Disco, and that's their track These Ideas. Now they're four friends from Westminster Uni, and they're getting a lot of love from Steve Lamack. We featured their track Spank Rock quite some time ago on the Filthy Few podcast. I don't think it's available on their MySpace now, but I suggest you download one of the old Filthy Few podcasts, check out which one it's on, and have a listen to that. Now they're currently writing an album and working on a bit of a live project, so definitely stay tuned because I'm expecting big things from them. So up on this show number 12, we've got music for you from the Scarlet Harlots, Downfall of Paris, Svengali's Home of Shadow Dancer, and also stay tuned to find out about the guy that got a schlong tattooed on his back. But first, a band currently touring extensively from Copenhagen to Bath to London and even New York now. They've got a gig over there, which is all good news for them. They're a five-piece that hail from London, and this is Trash Fashion.
Yo, it's Angel B. What's up?
Come on and get it. Come on and get it. Come on, come on and get it.
Come on and get it, come on, come on and get it, come on and get it.
just not into little bits of rest. Me for liking a roar and then lock me up for wanting some
come
more.
On, get it.
That's Trash Fashion there. You can check out their MySpace, myspace.com/trashfashion, and you can check out other tunes and live dates, of course. That was their track called Meat and Two Veg, a slightly faster version. We got that. It's been speeded up a little bit. Now, we're going to be telling you some guys coming out on release, who to look out for in a bit. Names including Calvin Harris, CSS, LCD Sound System, Peter Bjorn and John, and a band called Deerhoof. We'll also be telling you about the tattooist who got sued, and that's coming up right after this.
Don't hesitate to ask for assistance.
We'll be right back.
that's Home of Shadow Dancer there. It's two brothers who were, they also DJ. They're playing at the night Adventures Close to Home in April at Barfly in Camden. It's meant to be a wicked night, so the two combined will be awesome. Now check out their MySpace site. It's myspace.com/Home of Shadow Dancer. There's remixes on the site of The Whip, who are a Manchester electronic act. If you've not heard of them, check them out. Plus there's a new track, their own self-production called Poke, which is kind of really like Aphex Twin, and it's also included on the Boys Noise album, the essential mix that they're doing coming soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Now a name and act that we're digging at the moment, two acts we've got for you. We're going to have some more later on in this podcast. Calvin Harris first up. Make sure you check out his single Acceptable in the 80s. It's out on the 5th of March to download, and it's taken from the album I Created Disco, coming out on the 4th of June. Now he's also playing the Proud Galleries in Camden on the 15th of February before he goes on a UK tour with Faithless, so we're expecting massive things, and he's been widely touted as the new Milo. Also CSS, they've got an album called Cancer de Ser Sexy. Now they're a Brazilian Sao Paulo band, kind of sounding a little like the Peaches, and the Klaxons definitely heavy in there, and they're fans themselves. Their album's out the 5th of March. Very interesting listening, loved listening to it recently, and they've got dates around the UK in February, and they've also just been nominated Best International Band for the NME Awards among the Killers and others, so hopefully they'll win, but we'll see. Now we've got coming up for you next another great track. Stay tuned, find out more about the man and his winky. We've also got some more great unsigned music, plus news on the return of LCD Sound System after this by the Svengalis. That was the Svengalis there. Now they're a four-piece from London. They're playing at Filthy Few on March the 8th alongside the Neon Plastics. So if you get the chance, come and check those guys out. And they also recently did a live session for Steve Lamacq at Maida Vale for Radio 1. So big things expected of these guys. Now LCD Sound System, aka James Murphy, return on the February the 26th with a, it seems, quite a highly politically motivated track, and it's called North American Scum. I'll leave the kind of dissemination of that to you. They've also got a new album out, Sound of Silver. North American Scum, a great song, very highly charged. And also check out the video if you can. Also, we stumbled across these guys. They're called Peter, Bjorn and John. Now, they've got a track called Young Folks, and my friend heard it at festival, and ever since that she's had it on her MySpace side. Every time I hear it, I've just grown to love it. Check them out. They're doing something very adventurous and releasing two albums on the same day. That's the 5th of March, so make sure you check them out. Peter, Bjorn and John, that is. No doubt they'll have a MySpace site. We'll be telling you about a band called Deerhoof who are simply mind-blowing. They've got an album out on the 5th of March. That's coming up. Plus, we've got two more great unsigned numbers coming up for you, and a nice little French electro number that I didn't tell you about at the beginning. I kind of thought I'd spring it on you now. It's a nice little Parisian electronic monster. After this, by Downfall of Paris. Downfall of Paris there. They're a Newcastle based band, and you can find them and their music on MySpace. It's myspace.com/downfall of Paris. Now, I've been telling you all podcast about the man with a winky on his back. Now, the incident in question took place in Argentina, where a football fan suing a tattooist who drew a penis on his back instead of his favourite team's badge. Now, this is hilarious, I think. Now, the teenager actually asked for the Boca Juniors logo, but the tattooist was a River Plate fan. Now, I had the fortune of going to Buenos Aires in Argentina some time ago, and it's an amazing place, and I got to watch these two teams in action, and I've never seen a rivalry like it. It was intense. Manchester City, Man United rivalry has nothing on this. Liverpool, Everton has nothing on this. These guys are mad, passionate rivals. So the hilarious kind of story that is, I love that. I picked that up in the paper last week. But great story, and I'm sure he's not too happy. But you know, modern day technology will be able to rid him of the penis on his back, and maybe he'll get a Boca Juniors logo on there. We've got two more tracks coming for you. Stay tuned. We've got a monster finale to the show from Toxic Avenger. But first, this is from the Scarlet Harlot. Boys, the Scarlet Harlots there. Now, they've recruited some new members because they had some departures, and they're busy rehearsing and getting their stuff tight at the minute. So keep an eye out on them. That's myspace.com/Scarlet Harlots. Now, one final tip. We've been telling you about music that we've been really digging at the moment, and this band, they're called Deerhoof, and they have an album out on the 5th of March, and it's called Friend Opportunity. Now, they're a rock band, but they're also an orchestra. It's very odd, the way they play. Check it out, like nothing you've ever heard before. And they've got a 10-track album coming out I'm sure you will love it because I've been really liking that. Now, thanks for joining us, Filthy Few Podcast number 12. Keep your eyes peeled for Filthy Few Podcast number 13. If you do like the Filthy Few, pop down to our night. It's a live event, free to get in, totally free. You don't have to pay a penny. And it's at Bar Music Hall in London's East End. Now, the nearest tube's Old Street or Liverpool Street. Check out barmusichall.com for more information. And it's February the 8th. With live performances from Miss Odd Kid, George Damore, and Middleman. But for now, we end on a track by Parisian artist Toxic Avenger. Check out our top friends, there's a link to him there. And this is his sublime track, This Is Up the Hill. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Karen Hebden, making level into the microphone. Can you hear me?